Well, hello there.
Well, hidey ho.
It's episode 132.
Welcome to the pod.
Welcome to the pod.
I don't know why we're talking like this.
I don't know why.
It's kind of fun. Yeah, welcome to episode 132 of Bias Wrecked. Hi.
Hi.
I'm G.
I'm A. And I got a new mic.
Yeah.
Hopefully it doesn't sound like shit.
I mean, from what I can hear, it sounds good. So hopefully when you do the editing, it'll also sound good.
Yeah, hopefully.
Good. Anyways, we are going to talk about December comebacks today for episode 132. It's going to be a short episode because there's not a lot of comebacks in December, which, I mean, honestly, probably better for the bank account.
I mean, I'm okay with that because, like, I...
Girl, I am broke and there's, like, comebacks that are happening where I'm just like, I haven't even pre-ordered ATs because I'm just like, I don't have fucking money to order ATs right now.
The thing is, like,
there was someone else I wanted to order. I don't remember who, but
I don't really, like, want to pre-order a lot of stuff anymore. Like, yeah.
Yeah, but that's because you're being more, like, specific about what versions you're getting.
Yeah, that's true.
So, that's fair.
But even, like... things that I do collect things for, I'm just like, ugh, should I even pre-order? I don't know. But yeah, I am very picky about versions now because
I mean, that's fair.
I'm a picky bitch. I'm a Virgo. I'm a picky bitch.
Well, there's that, but like, I know that you're trying to be like more conscious about like space for like putting things.
Space, spending. Because yeah. I always want to spend money. There's always things I want to buy.
Same.
I found more things I want to buy. But anyway, that's a topic for next episode.
That's a different, yeah. That's a different conversation.
Anyway, so
we're recording this the day it's going up, November 28th. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, so these comebacks will be happening. Very soon. So December 1st, ATs is having their comeback. Very excited because I always love ATs. ATs.
I think it's supremacy. Supposed to be like a really good concept this time too.
Yeah, I've heard. And plus like the pictures that I've seen for like concept photos and everything. I am down for the concept photos.
Me too.
Love it. Anyways, so yeah, ATs is having a comeback on the 1st. There's actually a few things happening on the 1st. Vicha?
I've heard of the name. I think there was, like, a whole controversy with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think, if I'm thinking of the right group, I think they're under JYP. I think this might be the one that was just created through a show, and it's like global or something like that.
Oh, I think I saw clips from it.
There's like possibly like a fucking 12-year-old or some shit. I don't even know.
Oof. I think I might have seen a clip or two on TikTok, actually, now that you're mentioning it.
Is an American girl group based in South Korea. Yeah, formed by JYP.
Okay. A2K. Interesting. Anyways.
Yeah, anyway.
They're having their pre-debut release on the 1st. Yukika, my city pop queen, is also having a comeback, which I'm excited about.
I actually might order that just in case it fucking sells out like Soul Lady.
Yukika?
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
I do have her Time About album.
Yeah, I have Time About. I still wish I had fucking
Soul Lady.
Yeah.
Same. Ugh. It's so expensive.
Drives me crazy that I don't have that.
Same.
But I wish she would re-release it.
I know.
I honestly feel like that'll probably never happen, but
I know.
A girl can hope.
A girl can dream.
Girl can dream. Same way that I can dream that fucking DPR Live will one day re-release my brain is totally not functioning right now. Yeah, her. I wanted to say Jasmine. And I'm like, no, that's a song on the album. Yeah, Jasmine re-release her.
Yeah. I see. And the thing is, like, I don't know if he'll ever
re-release that album. I don't feel think ever so. Do that,
though, because like, but now he's not hope. Even DPR Live anymore.
Yeah, I know, but I can hope and dream that he'll re-release it because I fucking love that album.
I know, me too. I really want like his other albums too. Like, I only have I Eat Cool.
Yeah, that's the only one I have. But his older stuff's harder to get a hold of unless you want to spend a fucking arm and a leg. And that's even if you're lucky to find any for sale.
Yeah. But
yeah, if you do, then it's literally like you're spending quite a bit of money. Anyways, Yukika. Yeah. Very excited. She's having a comeback. Love her. Mm-hmm. And then also on the first, Artemis, which is a Luna group, is also having a release on that day.
Ooh.
Also, I love the name Artemis.
Me too.
And also, at least I was able to figure out how to say it. proud of myself for that. Because, like, when I first looked at it, I was just like, A-R-T-M-S. And I was like, oh, Artemis. Mm. That's probably how you say it. Big brain energy, I figured it out.
Love that for you.
Yeah. On the 5th, Lucy is having a comeback.
Cool.
On the 6th, Stacy is having a Japanese comeback. Cool. I love Stacy. And Cravity is also having, well, it's not a comeback technically, but it's a Cravity's having their Japanese debut on the 6th.
Cool beans.
So hopefully that goes well. on the 7th. Oh my god, my brain's not functioning. I'm like, how do I say Haze? It's been so long. Haze. There we go. It's been a long time since I like even saw her stuff. Anyways. Haze is having a comeback on the 7th, which is exciting.
That is exciting.
I feel like it's been a hot minute since the last comeback.
I would say so. I feel like she had a comeback last year.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I think it was something like that. Like, I feel like it's been a while. But, like, she puts out good music, so I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
On the 13th, Nicole from Kara is having a Japanese comeback. So good luck to her.
Lot of Japanese comebacks or debuts.
Lots of Japanese comebacks. On the 26th, TVXQ is having a comeback, which I think it's like their 20. I don't know if that date specifically is, but I know I'm pretty sure this year is like their 20-year and like debut anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah, they've been around for like
a hot fucking
second. So yeah, I think that's why they're having a comeback in December, is because it's
makes sense.
Their 20-year anniversary, which makes sense. Because that's a big fucking milestone.
That is a big fucking milestone.
Like, the group has definitely gone through a lot of, like, things.
Yeah.
And, I mean, a large portion of the members aren't even in the group, technically, anymore.
But they're not even the same name anymore.
Yeah. But, still, like, it's still kind of, like, amazing to see them still in the industry. And also on the 26th, TAN is having a Japanese pre-debut release. So hopefully that goes well for them. So yeah, there's not a whole lot going on in December, or at least nothing that's been like really mentioned right now. NCT127 might have a comeback in December, it looks like. And then there's a new group debuting sometime in December, potentially, called DVOL?
We think it might be Devil.
We think it might be Devil. But yeah, it's DV.OL. So we've come to the conclusion we think it's devil.
Yeah, we think it's devil. I'm just gonna say devil. I don't care.
Based off of past K-pop group names, I think we're right. I think we're big braining it. Watch us be wrong. Watch us be wrong after we're like, no, this seems legit, and then it's gonna be something totally fucking obscure, and we're like, what? Just to throw us off.
There was someone that I saw in the pre-order section. Maeve. I haven't heard about Maeve since Pandora came out, and I'm like, what fucking happened to Maeve? I mean, like, technically,
well, I know there was like controversy stuff, but like, so maybe that's why. But maybe. Yeah, I haven't heard about Maeve since Pandora.
Oh, such a good fucking song.
It is. I'm not gonna lie, it's a good song. It's a fucking pop. It is. Also, it's so fucking weird thinking in a couple of days it's literally gonna be December.
I know.
Like, what the fuck happened to the year?
I don't know, man. Like, this month especially went by so fast.
I know. Like, went from this is Halloween to hello, it's fucking December, like, in a couple of days. November just did not exist.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what to even think about that. At least I have, like, I'd say at least 75% of my Christmas shopping done, but I also have to, like, finish making some presents that I'm crocheting so that I can mail them. So I'm on a time crunch for that, which means I've just been procrastinating from from the pressure, which just makes it all worse.
Yeah, like, I still have a couple of things I want to get to.
But, oh well, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Just stressed and broken. Also not enjoying the cold weather.
Yeah, I think it's snowing right now, by the way.
I hate the snow.
I hate driving in it.
That's fair. But yeah. I guess we should just move on to song recommendations, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have one. So I got around to listening to Red Velvet's Comeback. I fucking love it. It's good. And I'm gonna recommend Knock Knock Who's There. Cause that's a bop. I love the vibe. It's good. Do enjoy.
10 out of 10. Would recommend.
I would. I am.
You are.
All right. And yours, my dear?
I also have a Red Velvet song from the same album, and it's Will I Ever See You Again, because I think that's an absolute fucking bop.
It is.
And it's my fave off the album. And then I also want to say Standing Next to You by Jungkook, because holy fuck, I'm obsessed with that song. It's so fucking good.
I still haven't listened to any of his songs. Absolutely. Ooh, I did listen to one of Tay's songs recently, though.
Oh.
Like, one of V's songs. Oh. Because the Spotify DJ thing, AI, whatever it is, recommended it to me. And I was just like, huh, I do like this.
Also a great album, by the way.
I need to listen to all of it, because I've only heard the one song, and I don't even remember what song it was. But it was good! So yeah, it's, who's Spice Picker of the Week? Do you have one?
You know what? Just gonna go with my boy Jungkook.
You know what? Fair. Fair. Might as well, especially since they're all nesting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with... you know what? Since they are enlisting, I'll go with a BTS boy too. I will go with my main BTS boy. I will go with Namjoon. My bias is my bias wrecker.
Cool beans. I mean, technically, cool my bias marker is my bias marker. But then again, my bias in BTS has changed so much.
Yeah. I mean, those boys bias wreck really easily, so it's fair.
I love them all, though. I can't wait for Jin to come back, and then we can have our Jin cult again.
Yes. Jin Nation needs a major, like, revive the cult.
Please.
Like, I never thought I would join a cult, but here I am.
I mean, technically, K-pop's doing it for a cult Jin. At this point.
Yeah. You're not entirely wrong.
I'm definitely in a cult, and it's called, Harangue.
Oh my god. See, yeah. You are part of the tiger cult.
I am part of the tiger cult, because I think it's so fucking funny, and I love how it drives the other members nuts.
Yeah, that part is funny. Alright, well, anyway. I think that's all for this episode. So, bye!
Bye!